Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 14th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a quarter cent, closing at 378.5. March beans down 6¾ cents, closing at 903.5. And March wheat down 5¼ cents, closing at 514.25. Slow grinding day, lower most of the day. We rallied a little bit on the close, a little bit of short covering, but nothing really to write home about. Crude oil is down $1.08 a barrel. We really didn't see much activity except funds selling more corn and wheat here today. Funds bought a little bit of corn, but not much at all. The weather in Brazil, hot and dry where it's been hot and dry. We don't see any real changes there. We don't see any Chinese demand. The president spoke at the American Farm Bureau and said farmers should expect to sell an awful lot of grain, but he mentioned Canada and not China. There was no mention of China that I heard, so I don't know if that's positive. That may have weighed on the market a little bit. Export inspections weren't bad for the corn, wheat, and beans, really. Corn, 1.013, beans, 1.085, and the wheat, 546. All decent numbers out here, but couldn't really rally the markets. They came out at 10 o'clock. We made our lows at around 11:30, so really didn't the market didn't pay much attention to it. We see wheat being a little bit more competitive with the Russians, but with the freight blended into the price, it still makes the Russian wheat more competitive towards Egypt and the Middle East and most of those areas. So, again, I don't think we're going to see a big push in exports out here. Again, without any Chinese comments that they're going to really be buying a lot of grain, we don't see much hope for this thing in the short run. I think the path of least resistance is lower out here. If the funds want to add to their short positions in beans and wheat, we're going to move lower. In the corn, they're long 85,000-90,000 contracts. So if they decide to come out of that, obviously we'll see some downward pressure in the corn. You know, we need something fundamentally to turn this market around, either big problems in South America, which we don't see, or a big pickup in demand, which we don't see. So, you know, talk alone isn't going to get this thing to rally. We need to see something really of a substantial nature to move this market higher. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.